words and actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is in this meaning that the Holy Quran has described the words and actions of our Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to be the words and actions of God. For example, the verse regarding his speech is,
مَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ.
Footnote 20. Nor does he speak out of his own desire. An-Najm, chapter 53, verses 4 to 5. That is to say, the words of this prophet do not spring from human instinct or impulse. Rather, his words are the words of God. Therefore, according to this verse, all the words of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are declared to be those of God Almighty. In this context, there is another verse that establishes how even the actions of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are the actions of God Almighty. Allah states,
مَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى.
Footnote 21. Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 18. In other words, whatever you threw was not thrown by you, but it was Allah who threw. Thus, it is established by this verse that the actions of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are the actions of God. This establishes that the words of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are the words of God, and his actions are the actions of God. The only conclusion that follows from this is that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the perfect manifestation of the divine being. However, despite this, wise Muslims neither declare the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to be God, nor do they proclaim him to be a person of the Godhead like the Christians. And this notwithstanding the fact that there is practical proof to substantiate the idea. For example, just as God is jealous for his own being, he was also jealous for the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. God Almighty did not allow the Prophet to leave this world until those who had tormented him and exiled him from his homeland and who had shed innocent blood were made to taste divine punishment, and until those who had supported him were seated on thrones. When we compare the circumstances of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, with those of Jesus Christ, we must declare that in the practical sense, Allah the Exalted did not manifest any succor in favor of Jesus Christ. On the contrary, God continued to support the Jews until they had nailed Jesus to the cross and subjected him to immense humiliation. When Khosrow Pervez intended to murder the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he himself was put to the sword that very same night. Footnote 22. Khosrow II was the king of Persia who reigned between 590 to 628 AD, under whom the Sasanian Empire achieved its greatest expansion. He was deposed and executed by his own son. On the other hand, when the arrest warrant for Jesus Christ was issued on account of the false allegations of the Jews, a few guards had arrested him within 3 hours before he was put into custody. One can wonder now whether any divine glory accompanied such a person who could not escape arrest despite his night-long supplications. By contrast, we observe that conspirators assembled in large numbers around the house of the noble messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and besieged his home with the intent to attack and kill him, but failed in spite of their utmost efforts. Further, accompanied by divine benevolence, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was saved without supplicating all night like Jesus Christ, and emerged from this siege unharmed and unnoticed. However, the heart-rending cry of the Messiah, my God, why have you forsaken me?" which is mocked and ridiculed by the Jews even today, was rejected, and according to the Christians themselves, the only consequence that followed was Jesus being crucified. Such were the dealings of God Almighty with the Messiah, and his disciples too fared no better. He had promised to them his own return in their very lives. Now observe how clearly this prophecy proved false. It has been nearly 2,000 years, and there is no sign of his return. All those who waited died. The Jews would taunt them and ask about the return of their teacher, but this question would always embarrass them, and they could offer no reply. They were promised 12 thrones, but one disciple became an apostate even in the Messiah's lifetime, and another, more or less, acted no differently. In this way, only 10 thrones remained, even though the prophecy spoke of 12. Our Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, promised his companions that they would be seated on thrones in this very world, and even our opponents know that this promise was fulfilled. In short, there is nothing exceptional or extraordinary about the words comprised in the teaching of the Messiah, which supposedly afford him divinity, because such words have been used to honor other prophets as well. Adam has also been called the Son of God, as was Israel. In fact, at one place it is written that you are all gods. However, should we conclude from such words that the people to whom these words are addressed are in fact God or sons of God? The Messiah too has used similar words.